Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Live, online, streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
DSTV channel 856, 92.7 and 106 FM.
12 minutes it is, past 5 o'clock. It is World AIDS Day. Where are we with our search for an HIV prevention pill? Professor Linda Gail Becker, the director of the Desmond Tutu HIV Center at the Institute of Infectious Disease and Molecular Medicine at the University of Cape Town, joins me now via Zoom. Linda Gail, lovely to have you on the show. Good morning. Linda Gail, you are muted. If you can just unmute yourself, please, so that listeners would be able to hear you. Good morning to you.
Sorry, Africa. Yes, hi. Nice to be on. Thanks.
Where are we with our search for an HIV prevention pill?
Well, the good news is that the first generation using two antiretroviral agents in one pill is available. I think what we're trying to do now in South Africa is make that fact well known so that people actually take up the offer. The National Department of Health actually pre-COVID had moved to really trying to scale up oral pre-exposure prophylaxis, as it's known. And unfortunately, I think sort of COVID impacted those plans. But as of, World AIDS Day today and moving into 2022, I think we really want to try and create demand and make sure that people are aware that there is this wonderful prevention opportunity. And, you know, people can take it up by going to their local clinic and asking for it.
In accessible English, as only you know how to, what is oral pre-exposure prophylaxis?
So listeners will know that we have antiretroviral agents, anti-HIV disease pills that we give to people who have the infection to treat their disease. And we now know that if they take those treatments, they become undetectable and they can really live normal long lives. What we learned in about 2010, actually, in a clinical trial, is that if you take those antiretroviral agents in a single pill and swallow them daily, even though you are HIV negative, you will prevent yourself getting HIV. So it's a bit more like the contraceptive pill, where you take it ahead of getting pregnant so you don't get pregnant. In the same way, you can take these, it's called emtricitabine and tenofovir, two agents, one pill, swallow it daily, and that will prevent you from getting HIV.
Whenever we talk of antiretroviral treatment that people obviously get prescribed post-exposure to HIV, we often reflect on the potential side effects and the damage, obviously, that the treatment has on the body, right? Because ultimately it stops or it limits new cell growth, I would imagine, that will then stop the process of the virus multiplying within your body. What potential damage, in inverted commas, and I use that loosely, will then taking this oral pre-exposure prophylaxis do to one's body if one is HIV negative and therefore technically healthy?
That's right. So an important that if one is healthy, you don't want to cause any harm, right? So that has been a very important consideration in the field of pre-exposure prophylaxis. The wonderful thing about these antiviral agents is that they are targeted at the HIV virus. So the thing that they target is actually stopping replication of the virus. And so the effect is directly on the virus. And so by taking it prior to exposure, if you like, you're sort of loaded and ready. If virus comes on board immediately, that virus is annihilated, and that's how the drug works. In terms of side effects, there are mild side effects, that really mostly in the first month where people just have to adjust to the treatment. That occurs in about 1 in 10 people. They get over it, they get used to it, and there are people now taking the drug every single day without any problem at all, pretty much, as I say, like women take the contraceptive pill.
with ARVs, once you start taking them, it is advised that you continue taking them for time immemorial, right? And not stop the treatment unless there's an adjustment to the treatment or a medical reason why you should stop taking it. Would it be the same with this first generation pill, that once you start consuming it, you need to continue consuming it?
No, really, the beauty of this is you only really have to take it while you believe you may be exposed to HIV. So when there is, you know, the potential of risk. Now, obviously, if you're not sure, if you can't predict your risk, it's a good idea to start and stay on for you know, as long as you think you might be at risk. But no, the idea is that this covers periods of risk, and you can stop and start pretty much again, like contraceptive use, where women, you know, want to plan their families, they take their contraception when they need to.
Can or should people with HIV, so you've been diagnosed with HIV, should you be taking this pill as well?
Absolutely. So that is a very, very important message for South Africa on this World AIDS Day. Everybody in this country should have been tested, should know their status. And if they are living with the virus, it's really, really important that they get to a clinic and start antiretrovirals. They will save your life. And the wonderful thing is, if you take these antiretrovirals, again, just a single pill a day, your virus becomes undetectable. You really become uninfectious, which is another prevention modality, because this means that as somebody living with HIV, you cannot transmit the virus to your intimate partners as long as you're on the treatment and your virus is undetectable. In other words, you have reduced the amount of virus in your blood to the extent that we can't actually record it in the laboratory. And that makes you uninfectious to other people.
The oral pre-exposure prophylaxis, is that available by prescription, or can one go to a pharmacy that you regularly visit and just request it over the counter?
Unfortunately, not yet over the counter. So people who are in the private sector can pop along to their GPs and ask for a script. People in the public sector can pop along to a public facility that dispenses antiretrovirals and again ask the nurse or the practitioner there to prescribe the treatment for them, and then they'll pick it up at the pharmacy or up at, you know, on prescription. So unfortunately, it does require a prescription, although a 3-month pill prescription can be written up, so it doesn't need regular visits to the clinic.
And just to be clear, Linda Gale, we are not encouraging people to be irresponsible in their sexual behavior. So where possible, always use a condom and all those other measures that we've, I suppose, been drilling into South Africans and people around the world over the last few decades.
Absolutely. So Africa, prevention is a package, much like COVID. You know we have to use masks, we have to get vaccinated, we need to socially distance. Same with HIV. There is a range of things we can do, each of us, to make sure that we're protected against HIV. And that includes knowing our partner's status, and importantly, knowing our own status, utilizing condoms when possible. But the wonderful thing about pre-exposure prophylaxis is we know that in some cases, people are unable to insist on a condom, and this gives them another opportunity to protect themselves.
I have to ask you before you go, reports yesterday of the former Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng in a sermon on the 22nd of November in Umtata in the Eastern Cape, preaching that he had cured a couple of HIV when he was younger. It generated quite a bit of conversation, certainly on this station yesterday. As a person who's been dedicated in the fight against HIV in a quest to end AIDS and really to end all pandemics, as the theme for World AIDS Day for 2021 invites us to, it must have been disheartening for you to hear that and to read it, wasn't it?
Is. I think it creates a lot of confusion, Africa. And, you know, and I worry that somebody of his standing is making those kinds of statements that, you know, I'll be surprised if they can be backed up. You know, we've had a long quest to find a cure. There are people who are desperate to have this virus cured all over the world. And I think to make that kind of, in my opinion, casual really unfounded, unsubstantiated statement creates expectations of hope that are difficult to fulfill. And I really think that he should think carefully about what he's saying in a country where 8 million people are living with HIV and having to take antiretrovirals every single day of their lives.
Professor Linda Gayle Becker, thank you very much for your time this morning. And it's an important day for you and your colleagues. Thank you very much for your passion into fighting AIDS. Linda Gayle Becker is the director of the Desmond Tutu HIV Center at the Institute of Infectious Disease and Molecular Medicine at the University of Cape Town.